Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Hello, lovely ladies. We've reached the last week in my celebration of Down with the Brown. And if you haven't been following or you're listening out of order, the last 3 weeks, I talked about different ways being brown affected the way that we lived our lives, right? So the reason I wanted to pick this topic was I found that for most of my childhood, adult years, growing up in Los Angeles, I was born and brought up in LA. I had two siblings. My parents immigrated to the country right before I was born. They were super young. I knew that the world inside my home and the world outside was very different. And I believed I had to keep it very separate. And at that time, we didn't see a lot of people that looked like us, right? We didn't see a lot of people that ate like us, that spoke like us. So all I knew is that we just had to go with the flow and not really stand out, because standing out could mean bad things could happen to you. People could say things, treat you in a certain way. And this wasn't coming from a made-up entity. There really was something that we experienced, right? Different forms of racism. And even in Los Angeles, right? Los Angeles is pretty diverse. At that time, the diversity wasn't in the brown community and definitely the South Asian community. So I was totally fine doing this because my job was to put my head down and study and do all the things and go down my checklist. And I was super successful. And I like to tell my kids, yes, just because you study and do well in school, it's not going to guarantee happiness. However, I also like to encourage them that not trying and not making effort and not living your life doesn't give you the opportunity, right, to even grow and build the way that you want. So if you guys don't know, I have an 11 and 9-year-old boys now. Well, they're 11 and 9 now. They turned 11 and 9 this summer. And I thought it was fascinating that even with my kids, like they have Indian names. I married an Indian person. And we have like a lot of Indian culture things that we do. But I was kind of a total, and I want to say coconut. That's what I want to say. And I'm calling myself this, so hope no one finds that offensive, because I really felt like I was brown on the outside and white on the inside. And that's how I was showing up in the world. And not until, I want to say recently, I started celebrating all parts of me. And that only came after my own struggles in my own life with loving and accepting myself and allowing for people around me to see this version of me, the version of me that doesn't put myself last, sacrifice, take on the typical Indian working woman role where a majority of all the heavy lifting comes on me. Having love being conditional, right? I didn't even know that that's what was happening. And I owned my part. I accepted, how did I get to where I got? What did I do? What contribution did I have that allowed for that to happen to me, right? And this doesn't give anyone a free pass for whatever pain or suffering I have gone through, but it also allows me to control the things I can, right? And what a gift, right? That I've given myself this opportunity to heal myself from all the shoulds in my life, right? I should be a good daughter. I should be a good wife. I should be a good mom, you know, a sister, daughter-in-law, sister-in-law, all the things, right? I should be a good career woman. Let me add that one too. When I engross myself in all these things that I thought I should be and who I should be, everyone else got used to it, right? I kept pushing myself down and sacrificing because I thought that that's what we had to do, right? That's what I saw all the women around me do. And if you heard me say this before, I'm going to say it again, right? Again and again, that sometimes I didn't even, no one told me directly, but it was the tiny, subtle ways that the expectations, right? And I have to tell you, and I call myself a sandwich generation in one way. I know we use it talking about like taking care of aged parents and having young kids, but also I felt like I was sandwiched between two generations where there were like very, like they just immigrated, my parents, and they were carrying the Indian culture. And then I'm raising kids who are completely brought up here, and I want them to not have the pressures that I do. Or at least I did, right? So I talk about these things in past tense, right? Because I've done the work, right? When I went through what I did, I ended up hiring a therapist because of trauma I was experiencing. And I was so grateful to have that in my life. You know, no one in my life I knew had gone to therapy. And honestly, the people that I was around, even, you know, super educated and, you know, same age as me, was like, therapy is for white people. And I cannot make this up, guys. This is exactly what I was told. And it was not my parents. And I thought it was interesting, you know, that even now that this is the view, but I healed my, well, at least I learned how to heal my trauma and worked on my anxiety, but something was missing. And I couldn't really pinpoint it until a friend of mine offered coaching because she was going through a process of certification. And that's when life changed for me. And coming into this space and finally paving my own path and being happy and not feeling the urge and the need to have to be put in a box was life changing. And when I came into this space, almost nobody, no one I've hired looked like me, right? I want to say no one. And as I was working in the space, I realized that there's a part of me that I can't really get help with coaching because they don't get it. They don't get my family. They don't get my culture. They don't understand how, you know, community works and how everyone's kind of interwoven into your lives. And so I decided that I was going to make a space for all of you guys who understood, you know, what it's like to be different, yet not so different, right? Who were brown, who went down the checklist, who did all the things, and there wasn't a rainbow, or sorry, a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, right? It wasn't there because the more you did, the more people expected, right? And for those of you who have come out of that space, kudos to you. It definitely is a lot of hard work. And one of the biggest misconceptions that people have is that when I work with Pyle and when I, you know, choose to get coached, and maybe you choose to get coached with someone else, it's totally fine, is that I'm going to have to burn everything down and start all over. Burn down my relationships, burn down my marriage, burn down, you know, shut people out of my life, my parents, whatever, wherever you're struggling. I'm going to have to change careers and quit all the things. That is not true. It is the furthest from what I do when I work with my clients. It all looks the same in the beginning, right? We're not changing anything. We're just trying to figure out how you got here. And where do you want to be, right? And how do you want to feel right now today? How can you be happy right now in this moment without needing anyone else to change? without blaming other people for your situation. I'm not saying things won't change, right? Because as you grow and as you learn about yourself, you will probably make changes in your life, but you don't have to. What a gift. So this work that I love so much, and it's near and dear to my heart, I have to tell you that has been transformative for me and so many people that I have worked with, right? I keep hearing about how they have a better relationship with their moms and their dads. They have improved their marriages, or they have decided that, you know what, I'm going to do the best I can with whatever marriage I'm in and then decide whatever I want when I'm ready. That's a big one, and that's very common. They've changed their parenting, right? They're not parenting from a place of fear, like kind of constantly like, oh, I have to be 10 steps ahead, you know. No, they're not doing that. They're not passing on all the negative self-talk that they may have picked up in their upbringing to the next generation, right? That's lovely that that's available. They've improved their relationship with their siblings. And most importantly, they've improved their relationship with themselves, right? It's that little voice in your head, that one, everyone else comes and goes, but you are always with you. And that voice is with you, and you get to decide how you want to speak to yourself. So how does this all relate to being brown, right? Or being down with the brown? I am available. I am excited. I am energized. I am passionate about this work. And I love giving this to you guys, right? This is my gift to you. I invite you into my space. I want you to go all out. Tell me what you think. Tell me, you know, what you don't understand. What do you want to learn more about? Tell me how you're ready to change your lives, right? And if it's not with me and I don't resonate with you, then find someone. If you're struggling with these things, this is available to you. I also want you guys to think about, do you try to assimilate and hide this part of your culture or avoid it? Are you someone who supports people who look like you or women of color? Do you support them in business? Do you hire them? Do you mentor them? Do you buy their products? Who do you look up to? And if not, I would ask you to question, why not, right? Because I know I have shifted from the old version of me to now I'm like, love sharing about brown people, especially women, doing great things. Because it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for all of us to step out of our comfort zone. And for those of you guys who don't know, I practice general pediatrics and I'm a physician and check, did all the things for like 15 years. And it just didn't gel with me anymore. I wasn't getting compensated for the work I was doing. I was really good at what I was doing. And so I decided to do a fellowship in integrative medicine. And to me, that was like, okay, I'm thinking outside the box, right? Let me try something new. Loved it. And I love having an integrated pediatric practice where I get to work with parents and kids. But I did it on my own terms. I did it my way. Like, it's still funny because my dad will be like, even if I'm like total, you know, boss at the work I do in coaching, he'll still be like, do you have any new patients? I think it's hilarious. And also it's not a problem, right? He doesn't know any different, right? He just knows that this, he knows, is the known. But I've come out of that space into this space, and it was scary, right? And I've struggled in this space because I don't know how to reach all of you guys and help all of you, because I'm also having to get out of my own way, right? like some, a lot of our culture talks about like not sharing all the things, not putting, you know, your business out there, right? You like, there's all this guilt and shame and all this out. Well, I've been willing to put my stuff out there so you guys can understand that you're not alone, that this is a safe space for you. The amount of triumphs that all my clients have made is magical. And we stop and celebrate that, right? We're not like, this is a problem, that's a problem. No, I'm like, dude, how did you move forward with this? What did you think? How did you feel? Like, we stop and smell the roses, which is totally uncomfortable for most of us in the beginning. And then we start getting used to it, right? It's okay to love on you. It's just, we haven't learned that language yet. So for those of you who are like, okay, Bile, this is great, this is awesome, but how do I start? What's my next step? Your next step is to take a chance on you and say, maybe this could be for me. Let's talk. Book a consult, right? I do one-on-one work. I don't have groups of women that I work with at one time. And I understand the level of privacy that some of us may need in the beginning. And I don't need that anymore, right? But I know that some of my clients, that's how they started, right? And then the safety builds, the trust builds, right? No one has to know if that's something that you need, that you're choosing to work on yourself, right? I work around your schedule. We meet once a week, Monday to Friday. I start my day at 6 a.m., but I'm in a Pacific time zone. And I end it by 3 because I know we all are busy, and I'm busy too, because I do not want to make my job my priority. I want to make me my priority. And I want to be an example to all of you guys. So the way you can make all these things happen for you is by clicking on a link to say, hey, Bile, let's talk. I'd like to talk to you about what I'm struggling with, what I want to change about me, how I want to grow, and how I want to feel, right? When I wake up in the morning, how I want to feel when I go to bed, how I want to feel when I see the people that I've chosen to be in my life. I hope this has been a really fun journey for you guys. I know it has been for me. And if you're not on my email list, get on my list. Every month, I do an open workshop, right? Come to my workshops. It costs you no money. It costs you time, but your time is priceless. And I appreciate that you choose to come and listen to me on your drives to work, on your walks, maybe when you're cooking, right? We like to multitask. I'd love to hear from you. And if you're a South Asian woman, a brown woman, you know, I use those interchangeably, but it's not, right? Brown is a bigger umbrella. If you're a brown woman and you want to be on my podcast, and you want to share your story and your journey, you want to talk about the work that you do, I'd love to highlight you too. And if you're like, hey, Bile, you should be here talking to these people or talking to my community, like, reach out to me, right? The whole thing is I want to learn how to reach more and more brown women, and I need your help, right? I don't know everything. This is new to me too. I'm really good at my job, but if you have a friend, a sister, anyone who you think would benefit from this work, share my podcast, share them my website, tell them to reach out to me. I'm on Instagram, Bile Guile MD. I'm on Facebook. I have my website, www.bileguile.com. And I'm going to put the link to book a consult with me. I still have a couple available spots for my one-on-one. And I can't wait to meet the people who choose to take a chance on them and fill up that. Isn't that a gift that I can do that? And my job doesn't take over. And I don't want you guys to feel stuck in your jobs, in your homes, in your relationships, in your marriages, in your bodies. That's a choice, and we're gonna make that the priority, right? The best version of you. Hope you guys have a lovely day. Thank you for listening.
Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.